In the histopathology, we can describe two types of the blue nevuses. One is the common blue nevus and the other is the cellular blue nevus. So if we talk about the common blue nevus, which is a benign dermomelanocytic nevus, then it consists of the melanocytes present purely inside the dermis. They do not have any component inside the epidermis. So the common blue nevus consists of a spindle-shaped dendritic melanocytes, which are admixed with the ovoid or fusiform elongated melanocytes, which are located inside the dermis in an inverted wedge shaped. These nevus cells are present in the upper part of the dermis, but they may also extend lower deep down into the dermis, and they are present in a perivascular, periappendigeal and perineural areas. These dendritic melanocytes do not show any mitotic activity, hence showing that they have a benign nature, and they also stain positively for the markers like HMB45, S100 and MART1. The admixture of the melanophages are also present in a scattered distribution in between these dendritic melanocytes. As I told you earlier that the common blue nevus has only a dermal component. And until and unless it is a part of any kind of a combined nevus, which may be present with the other congenital acquired or a Spitz nevus, the blue nevus has no junctional component. And a varying degree of the stromal fibroplasia and fibrosis and sclerosis may also be present in the dermis along with these dendritic melanocytes.